Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islam ID. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. And this is Youth Station again.
Yes, we have the pleasure to be here at your service, Youth Station. So previously on Youth Station, if you remember, Bita, and if you, dear audience, would remember, we talked about being grateful and thankful.
Yeah.
Now, we said we talked much of the reasons of why we tend to be ungrateful sometimes.
Yeah, and you made some excuses. Like,
yeah, and I made some excuses that are not, to me,
justifying
an excuse.
Yourself and so on. Yeah.
Well, to me, they're not excuses, they're reasons, but at the very same time. So the truth is that we have to be grateful because, as you just mentioned, nobody has promised us that everything is going to be eternal.
Exactly.
We come to this world with this notion that everything has an end. There's a full stop to your beautiful life story. And then all the blessings that you have are going to be taken from you. So you have to be prepared for that day, though it's very difficult. And I know how excruciating I might sound right now.
Exactly.
Well, it's even painful for me
Saying it is even painful because we're greedy human beings.
But unfortunately, isn't it the truth?
It is.
Yeah.
And the truth is always bitter.
So bitter.
Yes,
so bitter. So let's now talk more about the time when we are grateful. What would happen to me if I stop being ungrateful and start being grateful?
I think there are going to be many beautiful consequences when you tend to be grateful about everything. And one of the most important things that happens when you are grateful about everything is that you're going to stop comparing yourself to other people. You know, I think I have to elaborate it more. When you are grateful, you are counting your blessings behind being grateful. So you are seeing yourself as the way you are. Unfortunately, because all the factors like social media, like, you know, the modern world is somehow forcing us to be shameful about every part of us. You know, we're not perfect. So I'm not beautiful.
Yeah, they make you focus on the things
you don't have. Because they want money. This is their business, but this is not what you have to pursue and go through in your life. And when you are grateful about, I don't know, even your face in a mirror, besides feeling good about everything and have a nice day, you're going to feel like, okay, I don't need to compare myself to anyone, to any celebrity, to any famous people. And this is one of the biggest consequences that I've experienced in my life. You know, at first, I was really sad that I couldn't get into Tehran University. And I got the chance to apply for the second university in Tehran. And I just told myself, come on, even this place that you are in is a place that most of the people crave for. So you have to stop being ungrateful and compare yourself to the people got acceptance to that university. And this is a relief.
Yeah.
You know, you feel like, oh my gosh, a heavy burden just lifted away from your shoulders.
And the thing about it is that grateful makes you feel healthier mentally.
Yeah.
You know, let's go for a short break and then we'll talk about it. So yeah, we were saying that being grateful makes you look healthier mentally, considering your mind and your heart. You're going to feel healthier. But then, yeah, you're listening to Youth Station. I'm Asma.
And I'm Bita.
Yes.
is again.
So this combination again is talking about being grateful and how is it going to affect your mental health?
Yeah. So I think this matter of mental health is really important nowadays. You know, we are going through these mental disorders and problems which are more highlighted than our physical problems.
Too much of them, Bita.
Yeah, exactly.
Too much of them. In past, we didn't see people like suffering mentally that much.
Exactly.
But that nowadays, much like we have it right now. You know, in past, we saw that in our family gatherings, all the aunts, when they sit together, they could talk about, you know, even the saddest stories they said it with too much of passion.
Exactly.
And they laughed in the middle of it. And they
were feeling of sympathy.
Simply and very easily, they were laughing at their problems. But right now, when I tell you about the result of my exam and I have this pain in my heart.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know where it comes from, but, you know, there is an unknown feeling of sadness that exists inside of us. And this does not help us and let us be, you know, be even more active.
Yeah.
About the potentials that we have. You know, sometimes I say, maybe I could have been a better person, a well-achieved person. Maybe I could have done more of things. But instead of that, I sit in a place, I thought too much, I got sad. Maybe sometimes I shed tears. Maybe sometimes I felt so disappointed at everything and at life. And I did nothing. Though I could have gone the other way totally. I have a problem, or even if I don't have a problem, I look at the beautiful things that are around me. Look at the life that God has given to me as a mission to to myself, you know, to improve myself, to show myself, to achieve this person who's going to be known to Allah.
You know what? The thing that you described is something we call it a hell loop, I think. And in a hell loop is a feeling that, for example, you understand that you have a kind of feeling of sadness and you are sad because if you feel like you are sad.
Yeah.
You know? And this sadness for your sadness is going to have a strong effect on your sadness and you're going to be more sad.
Like the story of Little Prince, you know?
Yeah.
As that prince was going through different planets.
My favorite story, by the way.
In one of the planets, he met this drunk person and he asked him, "Why are you drinking?" And then he said, "In order just to forget." "Forget what?"
Yeah, okay.
He said, "Forget how embarrassed and shameful I am." So just
exactly.
See how paradoxical it is.
It is.
You do something to forget something that you already have created for yourself.
Exactly. And I think this is the thing that we are doing every day.
Every time, every moment. We're doing it all the time.
I think this is why we are facing these mental problems these
And too
days
much
more.
Of depression, you know?
Yeah.
Too much of depression.
And
like we don't get happy so easily.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
I think one of the, side effects of this mindset, which you're not enough, feeling not enough is depression. You know, there are many factors nowadays that we feel like we're not enough. We're not enough to be in a society. We're not enough to talk, we're not enough to work, we're not enough. And this feeling will make us not do anything, and this not doing anything
and
again.
And the other side of that, you're not enough code that you just said, is the thing that no matter how much you're going to try, you're not going to get into the highest point.
Yeah, I know.
No matter how much you're going to try.
And because of that, you're not grateful because you see nothing to be grateful
for. Exactly.
And this is the problem, I think.
And the thing is that, as a healthy person, I feel like everything should go well because everyone is healthy. So it's not a value, it's not a virtue. Binka, see what I'm saying? I say that we just take them for granted. We think that, okay, if I'm healthy, everyone else is healthy. Now the competition is on money.
Yeah.
I don't have money. If I have money, I would think that, okay, everybody has money. I want more of that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's if I great. Have more of that, I would search for something even more than that. So the greed that exists in human soul is insatiable. It's as if you're never going to get the idea and the feeling that the things are enough.
Yeah.
You know, this feeling that, okay, I'm satisfied and I feel contentment in the core of my heart, I guess is something that is so far-fetched for us in, that are living in this modern world.
And another thing I want to mention briefly is that sometimes you have to be grateful for the things you don't have.
Exactly.
You know what? There is this beautiful, verse in Holy Quran that sometimes you feel something is really
good
true
for
and
you.
Good for you.
You long for it.
Exactly.
But it's
but
actually
this is
bad
for you.
Yeah.
And it's exactly the same. Sometimes you lose something. Sometimes, I don't know, you may lose your arm, but this will lead you to a new road, a new path in your life.
You know, I see many people, unfortunately, in media, and just as I read some comments,
yeah.
I feel so, I just feel like lost. There was this a story of a man who had this demented child.
Yeah.
And then everybody, since he was so affluent, he was so wealthy, he had cars and houses, all the lives that, all this luxurious life that everyone would long for. And then the comments down there, but he was writing that money does not bring happiness.
Yeah.
Money would never buy prosperity for you and peace. And then the people down there were writing that, okay, we wish that we had your life, even with that child. So just imagine, where are we going?
Yeah, where are we going?
Sometimes in a simple house where people do not have too much of money, where people do not have even enough of money to, you know, to get...
To have a proper food.
Yeah, to have a proper food. Still... When they gather together, they laugh, they are happy. You know, they are the shoulder for each other. They are there for each other, and they do not feel alone in this life. Those people, to me, they are even more prosperous than that guy. They're wealthier than him.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, the world is changing all the concepts.
All the values.
All the values are changed.
You know, what you told just reminds me of what I read somewhere, a comment. I prefer to be a rich and sad person than be a kind of poor and happy person.
I guess if a person from 100 years ago would look at us and the things we say, those people would feel like shocked. They would think of us as crazy people.
Yeah.
Because nobody would give up on peace and happiness just because of money.
But, you know, I think the value of being enough in this time.
You know, they kill themselves to get money to go all around the world.
So
and then
what?
When they go all around the world, when they finish doing all of that, they come to understand that they're lonely.
Yeah.
They're so lonely and their life is empty. They are not feeling anything. So what's the use of money when my soul is poor?
Exactly.
My soul is feeling so poor. You know, time is flying and we don't have too much of time. But just to give the gist of the whole of the thing that we were talking about, being grateful is good for you. It's not a goodness that you do to your Lord. No, he does not need our thanking. He is not in need of me being grateful to him. The thing is that being grateful is going to help your soul, your mental health, and you're going to feel like more satisfied with yourself. And contentment and satisfaction with your own self is a treasure, I suppose.
It is a blessing.
Because when you have it, then you would never long for anything. You would never fight for anything trivial. Because you know that the pearl exists in the shell of your heart.
Yeah.
So you're keeping it safe in there. And then you're not going for any useless thing.
So I'm really grateful
that
you have me here and we have
of
this
course.
Conversation.
I hope you enjoyed it. Until another session, I just bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.